Well, this year, Miriam, we're looking at the question of landlessness amongst agricultural workers. This is one of the greatest causes of poverty in the developing world, where so many hundreds of millions of people depend on their livelihood from agriculture but don't actually own the land they farm. And they end up sharecropping, is one phrase used, or they get some of the crop from the landowner, or they're just employed as plantation workers or ranch workers and so on. And we're looking at this problem particularly from the point of view of Honduras, where we have discovered grave injustice towards many, many communities there. 8 years ago, there was a Land Reform Act in Honduras, and the law was established to allow for people to take possession of land that they were farming. But greedy and unscrupulous landowners have failed to recognize the law. They resist implementing it and even use violence to ensure that their land is kept. And we have a community there in a place called La Confianza, 570 families living on a palm oil plantation. And they have been subjected to the most terrible violence, abuse, harassment from the local landowner. In fact, as recently as last January, the young girl who appears on our Trokra box this year, Digna, had a gun held to her head in front of her parents when some of these security men raided the village, burnt houses, and threatened the villagers that if they continued with their campaign, that they would be shot and tortured and so on. So it's a terrible situation, and we feel that people in Ireland can identify with this to a large extent. If we look at our own history, only 130 years ago, we had the Land League campaigning for land rights. We had people being evicted from their homes for not being able to pay terrible rents. We had emigration as a result of people being thrown off their land. And we think that this year we should try and stand in solidarity with those kind of people in the developing world, and particularly this community we have identified, which puts a human face on what is a very widespread problem.
Mm. And it is, as you say, something that the Irish have a historical connection with, if you like.
Well, absolutely. I mean, my own folk were from the west of Ireland, and I know that there was terrible evictions and so on took place in the west. And most of the Kilcullens, in fact, are all living in America now. And I'm sure this land issue played a part in that. We always talked about the scandal of the absentee landlords, people who lived in London and had vast estates here in Ireland. They never saw them. They just extracted the profit from it. And the people living on the estates were treated abominably. And it's shocking to think that in this day and age, it's the same for so many people in today's world, particularly in Honduras.
Yeah, yeah. And what kind of a difference will the Trokra donation make?
Well, we are working with local NGOs and the local Caritas office there to support this particular community and others like them, not only in rural areas but in city areas. We give these local NGOs provide legal support. They continue to bring the case to court to argue for the case. In fact, I came across one of the organizations when I visited there just 2 weeks ago, and they told me that one of their lawyers was murdered 4 years ago for doing this work. And we have local activists there who are the young people in the community. One of them is visiting Ireland just these weeks, Juan Chinchilla, a 24-year-old man who was arrested last January, taken to the police station and tortured by electrodes. His face was burnt, his eyes, his ears, his nose, his arms were badly beaten. He has deep flesh wounds on his arms. And this is the kind of reality these people are facing. So we stand in solidarity with them. We provide them with some basic assistance to help them to survive in terms of their measly salary. I mean, working on the estate, they earn $21 a month, which is about 16 euro. That's about, 50 cents a day to live on. I mean, it's impossible, really. So they get basic support to help them to produce some more food for themselves, medicines and so on. The Caritas organization there are involved in supporting them in that way. But that's what we're highlighting this Lent. But of course, the funds go to support our work around the world. And